Time to check in with everybody's favorite blogger from CanadianThinker.com. Here is Freddie P. in his regular Monday spot. Good morning, Freddie.
Hey, how are you, MacArthur? Good to be with you.
And nice to have you along here. Some sad news out of Mexico, first off of this morning here, Fred. 7 dead, including 5 Canadians. You know, if it's not the water or the drug trade, apparently now it's a gas blast that'll do you in Mexico.
You know, I'm looking at the newspaper right now. Christopher Charmont, I guess his name is, and his son John, who is, what, 9 years old or 10 years old, die in a blast in the lobby of a hotel in Playa del Carmen. I've been there. And, hey, you know, accidents happen. It's just odd that, again, it happens in Mexico. And the story around this one, as usual, anything coming out of Mexico where Canadians die, there's sort of a shroud of secrecy or BS, so to speak.
Yeah, details are sketchy, right?
And they're talking about, apparently this lobby was near a swamp, and some of the swamp water could have generated a type of gas. I don't know what type of gas, and then that sparked and blew, and all seems rather weird to me. But bottom line, people are dead, including one young Canadian boy whose life really hasn't even started.
It's a very, very sad story, and I know we've said this time and time again about say no to Mexico, and here we go again, as you mentioned, not a lot of details, and you got to wonder what the safety regulations are there for things such as gas lines and gas pipes. I'm guessing not as stringent as they are here in this country.
Well, exactly, Jeff, and look at it this way. When did this happen? Yesterday morning at 9:30? I'm sure if that was in Canada, the United States, they'd know by now exactly what happened, and there would be a statement released, and those people responsible would take responsibility, if in fact there are people responsible, because accidents do happen. But in Mexico, they're so deathly afraid of having their tourism industry tarnished in any way, they'll do whatever they can to keep the truth from people. Can't you see it, people? Like, there are people right now in travel agencies signing up to go there. I'm sorry, I just don't get it.
Yeah, again, they're lured by the cheap sunshine and cheap booze and all of the rest, and there's some real concerns here. And again, this just underscores it one more time for everybody.
It certainly does. My wife and I were having that conversation this morning at the breakfast table. It's just we would not go there. There's no reason to. There are a lot of other places to go. Have there not been enough incidents to get the message through? Sure, Canadians have died on every Caribbean island in some way or some shape or some form, but not with the regularity that Canadians are dying in Mexico. And that's, and again, that's the thing about this story. Even though it wasn't a murder, it wasn't a robbery, it wasn't somebody mysteriously falling off a balcony, even if this was an accident, let's see how they handle an accident, for crying out loud.
Mm-hmm. I think if we're waiting for details to come, we'll be waiting and waiting and waiting some more.
Absolutely, and such a tragedy. I mean, this guy and his son, I guess, just got up out of bed before the other two members of the family and wandered into the lobby, I guess, and all excited about being in Mexico, and next thing you know, they're dead. So, yeah, it's just, I don't know.
It's a sad story, without a doubt.
Oh, it just makes my heart sink.
Again, 7 people, including 5 Canadian tourists, dead yesterday in a Mexican resort. As we're here with Freddie P. from CanadianThinker.com, also want to touch on, none of the municipal elections are all over and done with. We've got a federal by-election lurking in the city of Vaughan, Freddie. And this one's got some local interest because it involves our former police chief here in London, Julian Fantino, who's decided to throw his hat in the ring on behalf of the Conservatives.
Yes, he has. And I was in Vaughan golfing the other day, and the campaign signs are up. But there's some controversy because the Conservatives, surprise, surprise, are keeping Julian Fantino away from the media. They're keeping Fantino away from the electorate. They just want to have this election happen on his name and his name alone. They think the timing is right. They think the situation is right. They're preventing him from standing in front of anybody and opening his mouth in case he says the wrong thing. And believe me, you know, I'm not a big fan of the Liberals right now in this day and age, but this is wrong. Fantino should be facing the music. He should be talking about conservative policies. He should be debating the Liberal and the Conservative in this riding.
Yeah, but he's even skipping all candidate meetings?
Yes. Now, the Liberal candidate, Tony Ginko, or whatever his name is, Genko, you know, he's furious, and so he should be. Because, hey, you enter into a competition, which this is, you enter into an election, you should at least be given the courtesy of your rival candidate to debate the issues in front of the people. That's what democracy is all about. Now, my point of my piece on CanadianThinker.com is this is a perfect example of exercising your franchise in a very, very sensible way. Don't vote for Fantino. Very simple.
Sure, because you know what? You're right. You got to show up and stand up for what you believe in. And obviously, they're just hoping the Conservatives are that he rides in on name recognition and on his coattails. And it'll be interesting to watch how this plays out in Vaughan, because I think it's a real barometer, if you will, on how participative we are in our democracy.
No, absolutely. And I don't know. I don't know. Well, I do know. That's exactly what their strategy is. It's, you know, to keep Fantino from putting his foot in his mouth. But conservative, listen, if you're a conservative and you still vote for this guy without him opening his mouth, well, then you get what you deserve and don't complain about the consequences. That's all I can say.
Because if he's AWOL now, chances are if you really need him and some representation, is he going to be AWOL again?
Yeah, well, absolutely. And you know what they say, you know, if you don't vote, don't complain. Well, in this situation, if you do vote for this guy without him uttering a word and then he becomes your MP and you don't like his performance, well, then you can't complain either, because you knew exactly what you were getting going in.
Well, it'll be interesting to watch how this plays out in, again, the city of Vaughan. Interestingly, Fantino not running in Caledonia.
No, I don't think he'd do too well there. No. In fact, you know, he may not do very well in Vaughan because of that, because I think a lot of people still have that taste in their mouth.
Well, we will see. Again, the by-election set for November 29th. Freddie, thanks as always, and we will see you again next Monday, pal.
Loving you, MacArthur.
There's Freddie P. from CanadianThinker.com.